Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab's new Odds and Evens. Simply pick whether the first two place getters will be odds, evens, or split. Gamble responsibly.
Well, joining us in our van is Pat Dobbs. He is the jockey with, of course, Beat Le Bon tomorrow for Richard Hannon. Pat, welcome to Australia and Sydney.
Thank you very much.
It's a big thrill to have the international contingent here. There's three of you lining up in a Golden Eagle, mate, worth $7.5 million. It's staggering money, isn't it?
It's fabulous, yeah. It looks a very tough race, which you'd expect for the money. We didn't get a great draw, but he's a hold-up horse, and I don't think he'll inconvenience that much.
So tell us then, so from this draw where you've drawn wide on paper, you think that he's a normal horse that gets back?
Yeah, he doesn't jump very quick normally anyway. He can, if he's in the mix, he can over-race, so he's better switched off somewhere middle to back. So with that draw, it's probably going to be further back than ideal, but there's not a lot we can do about that now.
Understand. Does he relax nicely if you get him into the right spot?
He can do, but he's got two ways of going, really. it depends on the day.
It's fast and just slightly fast.
That's it, yeah. he's a very generous horse in his work, so if he gets a fast pace, he relaxes.
Okay.
You'll see the true turn of foot. He's got a very good turn of foot.
So if you can relax, get into a nice spot, you can certainly be finishing it off.
Definitely, yeah. And they show me the ground's going to be quick, which is very important to him as well.
That was the other thing. We've got a bit of smoke haze around Sydney that I was telling you about with the drought and fires that we've got, but this ground is going to be pretty firm tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what he wants.
Okay. The win at Goodwood two starts ago, we've shown it on TV. I think a lot of people have probably seen it now. It was a good, strong, tough win.
Yeah, he surprised me with his turn of foot that day. He got a lovely run up the inner, which you don't normally get at Goodwood, but with his style of racing, he's just one of them. You got to take a chance on him, and luckily it opened up that day for him.
So the key is good ground.
Fast ground.
Fast ground.
Fast pace.
Fast pace. And you're not asking for much, are you?
No. That's why we're here.
Yeah, exactly. Pat, tell our listeners a little bit about you. You're based pretty well predominantly out of Dubai.
Yeah, I spent 6 months in the UK, 6 months in Dubai. I've been going to Dubai for the last 15 years now, I think. I work for a trainer there called Doug Watson. He's an American. Very good trainer. He's been champion trainer 6 or 7 times. Very easy to work with. Makes my job a lot easier. He's a good winner and obviously a good loser, which is more important.
Yeah, more important. And, of course, the season's just begun there.
Yes, we had our first meeting last Thursday at Maidan. I actually missed 2 meetings this weekend, but
you want to come here and be a part of the Golden Eagle.
Of course, yeah. A good friend of mine won the Caulfield Cup last year, Pat Cosgrave.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'd be nice to get one.
And have you been to any Australian racing in the past?
Never. First time in Australia. Yeah. I just touched down last night at 7:20, I think it was.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be one hell of a trip for you, mate. It's a monster day tomorrow with the inaugural race, the Golden Eagle, and to have the internationals, it's just fantastic for us.
Yeah, it's brilliant to be here. I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit different to riding in England and Dubai. The tracks are different here. But hopefully my horse shows up and runs a good race.
Pat, thanks for joining us out here at Canterbury. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much.